welcome to episode 233 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time here, let me explain what you're getting yourself into. 8-Bit is a lot like a shitty dad, okay? At first, he's there for you, loving, caring, comforting. Then after some time, you know, he runs out for milk and never comes back. You're left as an empty shell, waiting for the good days to return. They never do. This dark cloud follows you no matter where you go. And then you find some hope. You know, dad shows up again, right, when you turn 10, with love and gifts, only to leave in a rush as mom and dad get into another fight. It'd be another 10 years before I saw my father again. My name is Jeremy, and with me today are two men who have fathers that love them.
Doug, hold on. One, Kev's not here.
I wrote that before I knew that he...
So Kev's not here today. He's actually, speaking of what though, he actually is with his father.
He's with his daddy. And
also, like, I've deja vu with this opening. I feel like we've done a your dad has left us.
I think maybe we've done like a your dad is. I just want to talk about it.
I'm not your fucking therapist.
I just need to talk about it.
No, I'm not. Listen, you go talk about Kev with that shit. Don't bring that here. Listen. We may have been doing shows together for fucking 5 years, but I ain't your goddamn friend.
I just need a friend.
Well, I'm just a coworker. You get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Just a coworker.
Listen, I just helped you co-found this whole fucking thing, but don't you come to me with your goddamn dad shit.
You want to talk nerdy shit? I'm down with that.
Listen, we'll talk about Star Wars all goddamn day. We'll talk about Transformers. We'll talk about movies. We'll talk about all that stuff. Ain't doing your dad shit. You can go talk to Rain about that. You two can start a new podcast called 8-Bit Dad Problems, because you guys will talk all fucking day.
She's a fucking expert.
Yeah, she's got daddy issues. Apparently, I feel like they've talked about this on the show. Oh well, if not, here's some spoilers. Apparently, that's a klepto, which is fucking hilarious. He gave one of them like a hat for Christmas, and it still had the fucking like ink thing on it from the store that he stole it from.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's awesome. If they told stories like that, never mind.
I'll finish that thought for you. If they told stories like that all the time, their show might be good.
Oh man.
No, they're not even here. They're not, one, they're not here to defend themselves, and two, Kev's not here to defend them either.
Fuck it,
Kev's not here. R.I.P. Kev.
Yeah, R.I.P. Kev. If you can't see, Kevin's gone. He's gone off to look at the sun, and obviously that took 2 days. The sun, the eclipse has happened.
Well, it did happen. Okay, to be fair, it did happen this afternoon.
And
I mean, it's like a 7.5-hour drive.
I know, so. But that's it seems like a long drive to go look at the moon with your family.
Yeah, well, the shadow of the moon, really.
The shadow of the moon.
Yeah. Ant says, I'm here. Mike's here. Come on.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. Hello. I stand by it.
Listen, I love you guys, and I love the show. I love the work you're putting in.
Yeah, I think if Ant was on the show more often, you guys would also be more successful. Now, your plays might go down a little bit at first because they're mostly just Ants, but after that, they'd probably spike.
I would say that you wouldn't even know Ants is on the show. How does that happen and go like, all right, let's hold on, sorry. Let's talk about things. Ants is here. Hi.
Yeah. I hate it.
Ants, what do you think about the problem that's happening right now with people loving you and like respect and stuff?
Hate it.
I don't like it.
Ratty says Ants is raging in chat right now. So a really fun thing, we'll just kind of start jumping into the actual pre-show shit. One of the fun things about our Discord is that they've started a fun like listen party every week where they get into one of the voice chats and like listen to us and laugh at our dumbness, and I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. So you can find that over in our Discord.
Yep.
Which you can find all that. That's on our website. There should be a link for that there. to get involved in that.
I think we should add one to the Twitch page as well, if we haven't already. We should do that. That'd be smart, right?
Isn't there not? There might be. There should be one. Let me look. Info.
I don't think there is.
Patreon. Yeah, Discord. That's right there.
Oh, good. Okay, cool. Yeah, like you said, we'll switch it up a little bit. If you want to connect with other fans of the show, hop on to Discord. We want to thank Monty. He came in today and joined and came in with welcoming arms. So don't be afraid to jump in and say hi. You can be a lurker. I mean, we support you with that too, but we do want to interact with you. So if you've been in Discord and you haven't talked in a while, come back, talk to us some more, or come in and talk to us, because we really have a good time. You get to meet some people. And damn, we've played a lot of video games with a lot of people. And so you can do that too. You can connect with people. If you're playing a game, then you may want to shout it out in the chat and be like, hey, I'm playing this co-op game. I don't have any friends to play it with. Can I make some new friends? And you just did with the 8-Bit Geek.
Yeah. And like right now, the popular game in the group has been PUBG.
Uh-huh. PUBG.
And that was, I mean, you can always find someone who will probably play with you from all over the world. I mean, we've got friends over in the UK and Norway and Sweden and all, like, just fucking all over the place. Australia, got Pip over in Australia. It's been awesome. This last Friday, actually, we streamed just for the hell of it. It wasn't even one of our drunk gaming nights like we normally do. It was just, I think Kev was like, I'm going to stream and get drunk. And we were like, fuck yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And so we all had our own streams going.
Yeah.
And then we played golf with friends, and there were something like 18 people over in our Discord chat in the general, and we had 12 people playing with us. We just had like a bunch of people hanging out, and we streamed. We did like the multi-stream where you could like watch all of our streams on one page. You could talk with us. It was a lot of fucking fun. It was a great time.
We had a really good time. Before we move on, I just want to give a couple shout-outs here. We had Obliviosco has followed us. Thank you for that follow. And then we had Hi Mouse subscribe. So thank you for subscribing to the channel. We appreciate that as well.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
If you're not listening here, you can listen over on Audio Boom. They provide all of our bandwidth. We thank them for sponsoring us. They've been great partners of ours, and you should definitely go check them out. Even if you want to start a podcast of your own, they do some great hosting stuff, and they can get involved and lead you in the right direction of where you want to go.
Yeah.
I don't think that we advertise enough for what we get from them, so I thought I'd throw a little plug in there.
Audio Boom?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Audio Boom has been a godsend for us. We've used a couple of different like podcast hosting services over the years, and I mean, we can't sing their praise high enough. Like, the fact that they got us onto Spotify, which when, as far as I know, it's still pretty hard to get your podcast onto Spotify. I don't think they just let anybody on there still. That has been significant in the reach of our show, and I was saying this earlier in the chat, where it's been really cool to see where our listeners are coming from. And again, if you're on our Discord, let Ants know. She's kind of keeping track to see where people are from, just to kind of like see where all
she's
like
building,
how,
like
how much it's spread.
She's like building an interactive map of
or
fans.
Something. I don't know what she's doing.
I don't know what she's doing.
I mean, it could be for nefarious reasons. I don't fucking know.
I think she's building a map to go hang out with every fan of the 8-Bit Geek. She's going to travel the world and have a place in every country to stay at.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I mean, that's not as nefarious, but like, you know, that's not a bad thing to do. No. But so, I don't. Again, that's all because of Audio Boom. So I'll keep plugging them until
we don't use them anymore.
Either we don't use them anymore. Or
we die.
Even then, no. But you know what? Even then, even if we do move hosting sites, they have been a tremendous help to us, and I cannot thank them enough.
But on that note, you can find us also on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you may find a podcast. So you can go and listen all day long. We have a huge back catalog that people, for some reason, are enjoying. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, every Monday night, we are live right here on Twitch. You can interact with us in the chat. It's a lot of fun. You should definitely go do it. If you don't, if you're not really into what we're doing here, well, we have some other shows that you definitely could be and would be interested in. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. All of those are wonderful shows, and
even though we give I say we, even though I give a lot of them a lot of shit, They're all great shows. Go check them out.
Yeah. Also, that brings us to back to the fans, and support from Patreon has been tremendous. I cannot express, and I try to every week, at least a little bit, express how thankful that I am personally. I know Doug is as well, and Kevin. Kevin, not so much. He don't give a shit.
Wait, where's Kev? Just kidding.
The support that you guys give us, you know, we put out a free show, and then we say, hey, if you want to help us, you can over at Patreon. We try to give you some value to your dollar, but you decide to give your dollars to us every month. And I cannot express with words enough to say thank you, because without you guys, we wouldn't be able to expand. We wouldn't be able to do the things that we're planning on doing. We wouldn't have gone to Comic Cons. We wouldn't have done giveaways. We wouldn't have been able to get new equipment. For the first 3 years of this podcast, all three of us have soaked our own personal money into it. Now we continue to do so as well. Yeah. But it was a huge financial burden that somehow I've been able to hide from my wife. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this. So with the help, it has helped a ton, and everything that you give goes right back into the podcast. I don't want you guys to think that it gets spent on just dumb shit, because it doesn't. We don't buy anything personal with it. It all goes right back into the show to make it better and to reach new people. So thank you for that. We do offer different rewards on Patreon. For $5, you get some great behind-the-scenes content. And after the show, we do a post-show. You get the Q&A from that as well, as long as I remember to keep recording. For $25, we have a tier where you get to get to play some games with us every month, which we've been going above and beyond, because I think we've been playing with everybody almost every night.
Yeah, I mean, like, we try, like, when we played Friday, we made sure to play with people that were Patreon subs or whatever. Like, we try to make sure we play with those mm-hmm. with those guys. But we do, if it's the middle of the week and we need that fourth person, like, if you're on, jump in. Yeah, so, but it's also like PUBG. Like, I feel like if PUBG wasn't the fucking game that it is,
mm-hmm.
like, if it ever sucks, then it will, I mean, it'll, you'll probably see that that's not play as many games with people, because it's really just been PUBG.
For sure.
But hey, if you got PUBG and you want to play with us, again, join the Discord. Like, fuck, we play all the time.
And if
you want to make sure that we play with you, and we, like, you know, if it's the three of us and we need that fourth, that's definitely the way to do that.
Yep. And there's a ton of new games coming out this fall, so and a lot of them are co-op. So if you want an opportunity to play with the hosts, that's the way to do it as well. We also have a $50 tier if you want to be a part of the – do we still call it the Street Team?
Yeah, that's just what we've been calling. Okay. We can come up with a more clever name if you want.
If you want to join the 8-bit bidders, Street Team. We'll keep it Street Team.
Yeah, for now.
You get a T-shirt of your choice from the store. We also send you a whole bunch of stickers, some postcards, a whole bunch of cool stuff. And then also, whenever we come out with a special shirt, you also get one of those as well. So right now we have 8-Bit Horror Fest going on. We're about to start it, but we do have the shirt already. It's released, and so you would get one of those right away, and then anything in the future as well. So
yeah.
So sign up for anything if you want to support us. Even if you can't support us, you can support us in a way by telling your friends about the show. Just let them know. Just say, hey, 8-Bit Geek is a pretty fucking awesome show. Go listen to it. And that's all the advertisements I'm going to say for now, because that was long, and I'm sure people are ready to get into some content.
Yeah, we have had another sub and another follow.
Yeah, we had Ryan Zbach has resubbed for 2 months. Thank you for that, sir. And he says 2 months for the two hosts. And then nice. We had Bucked Gnome 116 Discourse has followed. Thank you for that follow. And so let's get right into it. Let's get into misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist, read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we can make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, what's up, fellas? It's just you this week.
It's just you and me, buddy.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Well, I thought Velvet might be here because we'd made like a bet about this whole eclipse thing, and I just want to see how his whole thing went.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he went with Kev to go see the eclipse.
Oh, so then he probably had a lot of luck. Let me read off my misconnection. You can kind of see maybe what this bet was about.
Okay, cool.
Wanted. Woman who wants to conceive child during totality eclipse in Oregon. in the Concord, Pleasant Hill / Martinez area. I am 40 years of age, a Caucasian male from Europe.
You know what's funny about that?
What's that?
There is absolutely no accent.
Yep. My heritage is strong and pure. I'm like a fucking Malfoy, pure blood through and through. I am... My looks, instincts, knowledge, and strength is 100% pure and 100% lethal. Wink. That was just for me. That wasn't actually my text. I am looking for a worthy female with strong genes, beauty, and smarts to join me to experience the totality eclipse in Oregon. Exact place is not set.
Okay.
If we have chemistry, I would like for us to make love while the eclipse is happening. When totality occurs, we will have simultaneous orgasms, and we will conceive a child that will be on the next level of human evolution. And we shall name him Draco Malfoy. Okay. We will make love together with me and my penis directed towards the sun. Everything will be aligned in the local universe. Both of our cosmic orgasmic energy will be aligned with the planets. Specifically the Earth, Moon, and Sun, but the other planets can then go fuck themselves. Especially Pluto. It's not a planet. In a brief moment of ecstasy, we will understand everything and together create a new universe full of love.
Hmm.
You must like cats, drugs are okay, nitrous oxide while we climax and experience totality and contraception. It's okay with me.
Are you just fucking wheeling some nitrous oxide across the fucking field?
Yeah. Some good old-fashioned laughing gas.
I'm almost ready.
Yeah. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Oh God. Oh shit. God, I hope that person found. I hope that person found that female. Somebody had to answer that, right?
I don't know, right? Someone surely had to.
All right, I'll bring out Marky today.
All right.
Hold on. Let me call him in.
Oh, there's another one for the person who's not here.
I know. I'm real sad. You know what I think we could do? Let's try our hand at imitating Velvet, and we'll read line by line.
Okay. That's the last one. All right. You do Marky first.
Okay, here we go. Let me, hold on. Marky! He's outside.
Mm-hmm.
Marky! Hey! How's it going?
Hey! Hey!
Oh shit! What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on? Okay.
It's going. I haven't seen you in a bit. Been seeing a lot of that fucking weirdo, Dr. Randall Savage, the toenail guy.
Yeah, he's my guy. Okay, I go to him all the time.
He said he was gonna fix my toes, but they're still kind of green.
You gotta go to his office, okay? Yeah, you gotta go to his office. Listen,
I missed that.
I'll book you an appointment. Hey, assistant girl. Hey, I forgot her name.
I have no answers for you.
She's not answering me. Damn.
Sometimes as aunts, we ask her to mark things sometimes. I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
No. I got like an assistant who's like, does things for me or something.
Is her name Ashley?
No?
I don't know. I don't fucking know, man. I'm out.
Okay. Anyway, hey, guess what? Hey, where's the bald-headed dude?
Well, based on the stream, it looks like he might be dead. It says RIP over his normal chat box.
Is that what that means? I've never known what that meant.
Yeah. It means, resting in, well, I said for him, pussy, but it may also be, I don't know, pieces.
Okay. My mom always told me it meant, like, reserved in paradise or something.
Oh, that's actually makes a lot more sense than, resting in pieces. Because that always seemed really morbid. Like, maybe they got, like, chopped up.
That's real fucked up, okay? I need some love in order to get these bad vibes off me.
I have to assume, like, they may have had to cut him up to get him to fit into a casket, because he was a pretty big dude. Not, like, fat, but, like, just, like, tall. He's a big old ginger man. He was weird. I mean, you know what? I don't care that he's gone.
Hey, you think they made a casket just for his beard?
Yeah. Probably. They probably had to.
You know what I'd do with it? I'd shave it off his face, and I'd put it in, like, a glass box or something, put it on my mantle.
That's weird.
Anyways.
He really would be resting in pieces at that point.
Anyways, I'm a submissive man looking for a Latina dom, okay, in Sunland. Male for woman. You know, SF5, so I'm looking for somebody to play Street Fighter 5 with.
I don't think that's what that means, but all right, continue. Sorry.
I'm 35, for sure. You know? Mm-hmm. Hey. Hi. Hey. Hey. This is, you know, that 35-year-old white sissy slave boy, you know, that you spoke to on the phone about an hour ago. You know, you called me from a block number. I'm supposed to be one with a block number. I'm a superstar. Anyways, we talked about camping and other vanilla shit, okay, that we both liked. And you said, like, hey, you were going to text me, like, your number or something, you know, so we can exchange dirty little pictures and, like, continue talking. You know, then we both, like, hung up, and I, like, waited for your text for, like, hours. Seriously, I was, like, in my trailer, and I was like, yo, where's that text? Nothing. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, if you're reading this, you know, I just want to know if, like, you were into talking or something like that. If you could send me a message, I could get a hold of that fat ass of yours. Anyways, me, please. Hey, thanks, Brittany199, for following.
There was someone else involved, too.
And thank you, Ninja.
Ninja Rican, I think.
Ninja Rican 007. Yeah. Yeah, so, oh, hey, bye!
Well, I guess I'm gonna go follow him out the window.
Yeah, today's kind of strange without having the Kevin dynamic.
Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily miss Velvet, but I really want to know if he found someone to knock up during the eclipse, too. So we made a bet for. I was gonna see if he actually did it or not. You know what, though? When he's back next week, I'll tell him that I did. And then he'll owe me $50. So...
All right, yeah. I can't wait for that. We'll see. By the way, I do have something for him, but like we said, we're going to attempt to do our best impression of Velvet Jones. And do you want to start this, or you want me to start it?
Well, in the chat, the Lonely Trainers Pokemon Guild, something like that, they say Jared do Velvet. So I guess they just want you to do it.
No, my baby's crying. Let's do it together. Listen, I'll do the header and I'll do the first line and then you do the second. Okay?
All right.
Hold
yeah,
on. Let me see. Let me see if I can pull this out. Nope. That's not it. Sexy, flashy woman. Male for woman. 24. CVS. It's terrible.
So bad.
I don't have his cadence.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's something like I don't. It's weird.
Yeah, he has.
I mean, I try to do it like my best impression when I do the voice for Linkby on Saga. What's just that? Hey, meatbag.
Yeah, I think it's because we have a lower voice than him, so it doesn't come off the same way.
High Mouse says it sounds like he needs to poop. it was late at night.
I say close to midnight. Mm. You were walking around CVS letting all the men see your beautiful breasts.
Yeah.
I was so turned on.
Oh, wait,
on.
Hold on. Before you continue, you have to add stuff like he would. Like, you have to, you have to add, like, your beautiful breasts that I want to play with in between my fucking mouth.
Yeah. I was so turned on.
Like a light bulb.
Okay, yeah, man, you add that stuff. I'll just read it. Okay.
I wanted to flash you back, but I think I scared you off.
Because I was holding that knife.
Please answer back with what you were wearing.
I had that starfish over my penis.
What?
Or if any other women like flashing, respond or kick me at Flasher909.
Flasher911 was taken.
Conversations.
Snorted. Alex Coconut, thank you for the follow.
There's another one
also,
before that too.
Also, Sue2BB2. Thanks for the follow. Where do these names come from?
I don't know. It's Ratty Blue Magic is who that is. Ratty Blue Wizard, sorry. Is the TLTPG. It's the Lonely Trainers Pokemon Go, something like that. He says, yeah, no offense, Doug. I just wanted to see him crash and burn.
Fair enough. But I didn't. Thank you very much. We just found our groove. I think maybe we should read his every week like that. Yeah. all right, let's get into some movie news. You know what I forgot to do?
Do notes. I'm just kidding.
Shut up. I'm trying to stall real quick.
Okay. What'd you forget to do, man?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There it is. I'm gonna pull it over right now. I'll show you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So things that came out of the box office that I guess were good. Or not, I don't know.
Oh yeah,
The Hitman's Bodyguard, which I have no idea what is.
Oh, that's the movie with Samuel Jackson,
yeah!
and Ryan Reynolds.
And Ryan Reynolds. Well, that was number one, making $21.4 million. I want to see that movie.
Yeah, it looks funny.
Yeah, and then
and it's the top movie of the week. Although, again, this must have been a shitty week for the box office because if 21.4 is your head is your top grossing movie of the weekend.
We're still in summer, right? Like we're supposed to be we're still supposed to be getting like blockbusters, right?
Yeah, we're teetering. It's teetering off at this point.
Yeah, it's the end of August. I guess you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that
kinda
was
like
number
July
one.
Is like the end of that normally.
And then Annabelle Creation came in at number two, making 15.6 for a total of $64.2 million. Oh. And then also a movie I wanted to see was Logan Lucky.
That one also looked funny.
And that was $7.6 million in third place.
Yeah. Yeah. Yikes. For opening weekend. Yikes. Yeah. I want to see how much that one actually cost to make because great cast, but it looked like it could have been low budget, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if they even have that information I've got.
They said that Daniel Craig is phenomenal in it.
It looks fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see anything for how much it costs. I just see how much made opening weekend. I don't see anything for. That's fine. But I can't imagine it costing a whole lot. Again, even with its cast, like Channing Tatum and who else is in it? Jim O'Hare. That's funny. From Parks and Rec. Was it Adam? What's his name? Shit.
Driver?
Adam Driver. Thank you. Yeah. And Daniel Craig. I'm sure that's like the most expensive part of the movie was just paying them.
Probably. Or, I mean, these actors nowadays, they do a great thing by taking pay cuts just because they want to work and have a good time.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ratty Magic has resubscribed for 2 months. Thank you for that, sir. Let's talk a little bit about MoviePass. Everybody, I'm sure, who is listening to this has heard this story. MoviePass is $9.99. They just announced it for you can watch as many movies as you want all month long. You can watch a movie a day. $9.99. It's a fantastic subscription service. Did you know when 8-Bit Geek started, I actually had MoviePass back when it was $29.99 a month.
Yikes.
I tested it for about 3 months because I said, man, I watch a lot of movies. I should get this. I got it. And I did not take, I end up not going to that many movies. Like I would have to see four movies a month to make this thing to pay off. Right. So it didn't happen. So I was like, we're going to cancel. So now they've come back with a new subscription of $9.99 and you should jump on this service because it's phenomenal. The price is only guaranteed for a year. There's no gimmicks here. I support this 100%.
No. What does it go to after a year? What does it jump to after that?
Well, there's no talk about that yet because all they're doing right now is guaranteeing that the price isn't going to change in a year. Obviously, that can change if they just are hemorrhaging money. But I think the most part, what they want to happen is kind of like what you do with a gym membership, right? You subscribe for $9.99 and maybe you go see one movie a month and then they're making money off of that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Or no movies a month.
Or no movie, exactly, or no movies, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how you...
It's not sustainable.
It can't be, right? Because, like, there would be people, like, I would use as an excuse to go see a movie, because otherwise I'm going to go to waste. But at that point, like, I mean, I know there's probably, like, okay, you can't go see IMAX, you can't do 3D, you gotta see, like, normal movies. Okay, that's fine. Because, I mean, but I'm used to dropping $12, $15 on movies.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, shit, saving money. But without using those caps, like, man, okay, I'm still going to spend that fucking money because I'm still going to want to see those movies in those theaters for opening night and stuff. Mm-hmm. I can always go use this for later. But I would justify going to see more movies and stuff because I have it.
Right.
But the downfall is that some theaters are trying to opt out of the service.
Well, one main one. So if you look on the app, everybody accepts this. There's like fucking 3,500 theaters that accept MoviePass. And the reason why is because what MoviePass does is essentially just buys the ticket for you from the theater. So there's no way to say no because it's just a MasterCard that you're reloading.
Uh-huh.
And so that's who backs MoviePass is MasterCard. That's who they use is the transaction service. So AMC wants to opt out of it because they're like, oh, fuck this, because they're going to lose so much money off. Well, how can they lose money off of this if MoviePass is just purchasing the tickets? Like, I thought about this and I was like, why is AMC so angry? They're getting their money.
Unless they charge more than $10 for a standard movie.
Yeah, but the thing is MoviePass is picking up that extra $2 to $5. Like, because you're only getting charged that $9.99, and after that initial movie, they're picking up the bill no matter what the price is anyways.
I don't know.
I don't know how they feel like this is going to hurt their business. I'm trying to find a quote here.
Yeah, well, and I even saw that another follow-up article to this. I don't know if it's in our notes. I haven't scrolled down that far. But there was a thing saying, because I guess this is kind of headed up by MasterCard. MasterCard is heavily involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think MasterCard came and said, like, if AMC wants out, we're no longer going to let them charge our cards. Like, we'll have to stop using our service. Yeah.
Here's why. Okay. AMC says that in AMC's view, the price level is unsustainable. They use my word, and only sets up customers for an ultimate disappointment down the road if or when the product can no longer be fulfilled. But that's not their problem.
That's 100% not on them.
That's on MoviePass, and people will get angry, but they'll deal with it, and they'll say, well, I'll cancel.
Yeah. How about this, AMC? How about you set up your own fucking thing that you find is a... Like, I even think $15 is... Because during the summertime, I definitely go see more movies, but I probably won't really go see anything in the month of August or September or October. Okay, November gets a little bit different because that's when Thor comes out and...
right, Star Wars. And
well, Star Wars comes out in December. I thought maybe there's a new Harry Potter this year, but I guess it's next year. But, you know, like, yeah, it gets a little more busy during those times, but then, like, January, maybe a couple movies. February, not so much.
But you'd be more inclined to maybe even go see the Oscar films.
Exactly. Like, I would definitely... I'd be more inclined to use it, but at the same time, there's definitely gonna be months where they'd be making $15 off of me and I didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Like, even though they're already gonna be making that money, even if I did go, like, it's just, that's the thing, is like, either way, they're still, I don't. Mm-hmm. So AMC, hey, do that for me. And then, like, if you make it $15 that I can then use for my IMAX 3D or whatever for the opening nights, because how much those tickets cost.
Oh, come on. You know that they'd think about that in advance and they'd go, Dr. Randall. If you want that extra IMAX, that's going to be an extra $2 a month. They'll tier it.
I guess, but I mean, if I'm already paying $15 and the ticket for an IMAX 3D is already $15, no, you're not going to charge me $17 for it, because I won't use the movie pass for that, and I'll just buy a normal goddamn ticket and I won't use your movie pass at all.
So I think that that's what the movie pass is banking on, is people not going to see films every month. I'm buying into this. I'm going to get three of them because we as a family go to see movies all the time. You're telling me that I'm only going to have to buy food now instead of movie tickets? Like, it pays for itself after one time. And so we go to the movies all the time, because in the summertime here in Texas, it's 110 goddamn degrees and you burn your fucking flesh off if you try to do anything outside. So movies are a big thing in the summertime for us, and we go at least once or twice a month. And so this will pay for itself. So we're doing it. And I know the price is going to go up, because there's definitely no way this lasts. But I'm going to take advantage of it while I can.
Yeah. And the chat right asked, what's Kevin's thoughts? And his thoughts would be, dirt movies. I only see them for $5. The movie across the street from my house.
But I guess we'll have to wait and see.
But I may not be able to see anymore, because I definitely looked at that sun with my naked ass eyeballs today. I'm blind as shit.
But dip do.
Gonna go back and hang out with my dad.
We made him so country.
Which is funny, because he's from the streets of Chicago.
Yeah, he's the most gangster white boy I know.
No, he's not. He's okay, not, he's though. Not. He's really just a giant teddy bear.
He is. But with a gangster ass badass side,
but also not.
Yeah, you're right. I want to envision him like that.
I've definitely seen the family photos that he's posted on his Facebook. No, he talks about growing up in the hood. Which, granted, he may have grown up in a very poor neighborhood of Chicago, but at the same time, that fool is still a goddamn crackerjack. Like,
the beard is what makes him real intimidating.
Yeah, it must be it.
Let's see. Here's the big news. Obi-Wan Kenobi is getting his own Star Wars film. We've been talking about this for years.
Yeah. And the only way. Okay. Okay. All right.
Take a deep breath.
You can't go young Obi-Wan, because he's already like 21 in episode one. So, I mean, yeah, I guess you could do teenage, but who cares?
Nobody wants that.
If they went with the old canon of his character, which I don't know how much they've switched out with Disney and stuff, but it was like stuff that was written into his character even before episode one. It was like stuff that they, like, George Lucas had envisioned for his character. Like, he was a shit Jedi. Like, he was a Padawan until he's 21 years old.
Yeah.
Like, Anakin Skywalker was a Jedi Knight by 19, like, before he was 19. Like, it was like Obi-Wan spent many of his years, like, on the agricultural side of being a Jedi, like the people who lived on another planet and grew food for the Jedis to eat on the fucking Coruscant and their temples and shit. Like, that was his job.
What a badass film that would be, right? Like,
are you kidding me? So boring.
He's like, all right, just sprinkle some more water on those plants.
Yeah, and then here's the thing. Like, you, it's boring as shit, but right, like, the other option is we're gonna watch fucking old Obi-Wan watch over Luke Skywalker, and we've already done the really cool storyline that they did. I was hoping that they would do in the movie, but they did it on Star Wars Rebels, which is have him face off against Darth Maul again. Even though it was incredibly anticlimactic, it also showed just how powerful and he is. Even though it was Obi-Wan. A 2 second fucking fight, it just
here's the other
that who's the greater, like, swordsman and who's the greater, like, person. But I don't give a fuck what they do with Obi-Wan as long as Ewan McGregor's back. Like, that's all it is. When it comes down to it, if Ewan McGregor returns as Obi-Wan Kenobi, I don't give. It could be 2.5 hours of him sitting, literally an over-the-shoulder shot, 2.5 hours him looking down, like, from some hillside somewhere, looking down on Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru's little farm, and, like, you could see a little toddler or kid or whatever. They could even do it over time, where it's like a time lapse, 2.5 hours, just watching fucking Luke grow up and watching him get old. 2.5 hours. Ewan McGregor, that's all I give a shit. I don't care. And at the end, he turns and he's like, Or whatever. I don't fucking care as long as it's Ewan McGregor.
I don't have anything else to add to that then. Like, I was going to be like, well, he could go off planet on some adventures because there's so much, there's such a big time gap between him, him sitting there and going to fucking God. Why can't I think of the planet name?
Tatooine?
Jesus Christ, Tatooine. From when he got there and when he met Luke as an older teenager, like, there's so much time. There's a huge gap. Like, he could go off planet and fucking adventure off and some shit.
He could, but his whole thing was watching and keeping him safe. Like, he was making sure that no one ever found him, because even though Vader was told that Padme and the children died, mm-hmm. like, all it would take... Like, one, it's kind of weird when you think about it that how, like, Vader didn't recognize Leia to begin with. Like, right. You feel like there may have been some sort of, like, oh, shit, like, there's something about you I recognize, but whatever. That's just they didn't know at the time.
Obviously.
What they were going to fucking do. Yeah. But the second he, you know, in the other sense, when he senses Luke, he knows it's Luke. Like, yeah. So I could see, you could do a whole movie with older Obi-Wan in between, you know, in those 19 years of Luke's life on Tatooine, where all the different, maybe him, like, almost stealthily keeping things and people away from Lars family and the Lars farm, like, just whether it be the Imperials mm-hmm. or whatever, and like the one time that he's not there to keep an eye on them and he's with Luke, they die. You know what I mean? Like, maybe there's something that he's been keeping them out of all of this mm-hmm. trouble for years that we just don't see. Like, I think that would be really cool.
What if they what if you have to have a young Luke in this, right? You have to cast a little kid Luke.
Yeah, but you can just shoot him from afar.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't actually have to see, you don't have to see him.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know if that's the premise. How do you not have Luke in the film?
You would. You would have Luke. It's, I mean, think about that scene and how powerful it was just in I keep wanting to say the Old Republic, and Rebels, where we do see old Obi-Wan, you know, looks mm-hmm. and sounds like Alec Guinness at this point, and less like Ewan McGregor, but he's sitting there at night and or at dusk, kind of, you know, and he's watching the Lars farm, and you see like that 6-year-old Luke Skywalker run across the screen, and you hear Aunt Beru call Luke, and you see him just like run across, so tiny, you know, and like
that almost brought a tear to my eye.
I'm getting like welled up just thinking about it, like, because it was such an impactful little moment mm-hmm. just to show him sitting there watching. So I think, like, yeah, they could definitely. I don't think he would ever leave planet though, and I don't think he ever did leave planet after he went to protect Luke. I think he stayed there for the rest, you know, until they left together. But you know, I'm not Disney. Mm-hmm. They could write a whole whatever fucking adventure want. Where he gets taken off planet again. I don't care.
As long as it's Ewan McGregor.
As long as it's Ewan McGregor.
We'll have to wait to see how the story develops in the next 2 years. So
Taylor in the chat says, Obi learns of his ancestor, Mark and Obi.
Yes.
Played by Marky Mark.
We had a couple follows before that we get to the next story. Mog 2003, thank you for the follow. What JD0237, thank you for the follow. And Fern2545, thank you for the follow. You guys are great. Hopefully you tune in and see what we're all about. Emma Stone is now the Hollywood's highest paid actress. Good for her.
But it's also a little surprising. I feel like there's other actresses who are a little more prolific than her that mm-hmm. should be making more. Not that she's, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, that should be making more money than her because they just do more stuff. Not that she doesn't, but she's like, what, maybe a movie a year? And there's actresses out there who are in like 4 or 5.
Yeah, but the movies that she does do end up like grossing a lot of money and making fans really happy. Like La La Land was very
okay. La La Land was a giant hand job to Hollywood.
I know
it wasn't very good,
but that hand job got her some fucking money. Man. She in the last 2 years, let's see, Jennifer Lawrence was the highest paid actress for the last 2 years.
Like, her movies make a fuck ton of money too.
You know what though? It's not even it. She barely has beat out Jennifer Lawrence.
No, yeah, it's a lot, like by like 50 cents.
It's like $500,000.
Okay. Well, I mean,
okay. I mean, it's all right. So, did you know that Mila Kunis is still making $15.5 million a year? What?
She's been in a couple movies. She's been like those Bad Mom movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. She was actually good in that Bad Mom movie. That was actually entertaining.
There's a sequel coming out this year.
Let's see. The Child's Play creator has an idea for Chucky and Freddy to meet.
Yes. Yes, please. No. Listen, okay, Freddy versus Jason, well, not a very good movie. It was also a phenomenal movie. It's like The Room. It's both terrible and great because it's so bad. But I, as a kid, I remember like loving these movies and like being like, oh my God, could you imagine
if you everybody had
Freddy
did that.
Versus
yeah.
Jason versus Mike Myers versus Chucky? Mm-hmm. Like, fuck yes. And
it's the only thing is that they're owned by two different studios.
That's the issue with them?
Yeah, that's the issue. That's the red tape. Like they said, my idea for the movie is to do a horror film, kind of like a horror movie of dirty, rotten scoundrels. It's called Child's Play on Elm Street. Chucky ends up in the bedroom of the house of Elm Street. Freddy meets him there, and they're like fans of each other. So they have,
I love it.
So they have this rapport, but then they realize Elm Street isn't big enough for the two of them. It can only contain one killer.
I love it.
I'd pay twice to see that film.
Yeah. Man, hashtag make Chucky great again. Like that would fucking do it. Like he's got another movie this year, and I'm gonna buy it because I fucking love him. Mm-hmm. But like, are you kidding me?
The last one. The last Chucky movie.
Chucky pop up on my shelf up there. What's that?
The last Chucky one in the mansion. That was actually pretty decent.
I think that may have been. Was that on our? That was on our 8-Bit Horror Fest like 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah, that was the last one. And that was a good one.
And like that character's back, that chick, mm-hmm. which is, in real life is Brad Dourif's daughter, I think Fiona mm-hmm. Dourif. Like that, she was like the main character. So she's back. The actor who played Andy in like the first three movies
he's
is back.
Back.
Like it's all of them like coming together like a support group. So I think there may be people from other movies as well who like somehow survived coming together. And then Chucky fucking shows up and they have to fight Chucky again. Yes.
Yeah. The psychiatrist brings in a fucking good guy doll.
Yeah. And they're all like, what the fuck? They're like, don't worry, it's not Chucky. And then
it's Chucky!
Of course it is!
It's awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, and Brad Dourif and Fiona Dourif are going to be at Texas Frightmare this year. I almost said this weekend.
This
Texas
weekend.
Texas Frightmare this year.
Freddy is in the news quite a bit this week because the Annabelle creation director says that he wants to take a crack at Nightmare Elm Street and Critters. Now, I absolutely loved Critters as a kid. I watched those movies a lot. I know they're probably terrible. Like, if I went back and watched them, I'd probably be like, what is this shit? But they terrified me as a kid, and I loved them to death. So I would love to see either one of those takes. I just want a quality Freddy movie again. Like, we've had one in the last how many years? God, it's been 15, 20? Maybe not 20, but...
I mean, Freddy versus Jason is the last one I can think of that had Robert Englund in it, and that was like 2005.
Was that 25? 2005? Like, standalone, though. Like, Freddy's dead, right?
I don't know. Who knows anymore, is he?
Freddy,
I don't fucking know.
Krueger.
Yeah, no, right? Like, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Let's see. The last one... Nightmare on Elm Street was 2010, but the last one was Freddy's Dead, 1991.
Oof. Okay. Well, when was... But the 2010 one is that shitty fucking remake with what's-his-face. So it wasn't even...
Yeah, it wasn't good at all. So the last standalone, like, good one we got was in 1991.
I'm looking at Robert Englund stuff. And I think like his last time as him was let's see, I'm still going back 2011. Shit, this dude's in fucking everything. God damn, dude, calm down.
It's gotta be the last time was Freddy's Dead. That was when he was last portrayed him.
Well, no, the last time that Robert Englund was Freddy was like it was standalone, yes, but like last time as him was Freddy versus Jason 2003.
Yeah. I'd love for him to put the makeup back on and play him.
Agreed. I think that maybe he thinks he's too old, but like
but he's not.
He's 70, but he's not.
Yeah, like that with the makeup, it just makes it even better.
Yeah.
Jeez. God, that would be so good. All right. Let's move on. They're making a Galaxy Quest TV series, and it's back on track. And I don't know if it is... They're hoping to get Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver, and the rest of the cast, but that's not going to happen, right?
I don't know, man. Sigourney Weaver has always been like hard to get to do like TV stuff. I'm surprised as fuck that she's in The Defenders.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I guess that's Marvel. Why would you pass up on a Marvel role? And then...
But they also want Sam Rockwell.
Well, what the fuck is Sam Rockwell doing? He's doing a voice on a Netflix show right now called F is for Family. It's the voice of the neighbor. But, like, what else is he doing? But, like, Tim Allen, like, his
show just ended.
Well, yeah, but I think it just got picked up by CMT. So,
did it really?
Like, yeah, because that's where his Republican views apparently are good enough. According to him. It's the only channel that'll, you know, stand up for God.
Ratty Magic just donated $1.01 and said, I like to ruin good things.
Oh, you piece of garbage. All right, guys. Well, the next goal is...
Let's work this one out.
$774.20.
Done. Fast and Furious Live is a thing, and Vin Diesel will be in it. What?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
They're making a Fast and Furious Live. Like a... Is it...
What?
In New York. It's a live show.
What?
It's...
Broadway?
Hold on. Like... Let me read... It has to be. Okay, the first show they said that they're putting it on is the O2 Arena in London. Yeah, fuck this. Yeah, it's going to be a stunt show. It has to be.
So, okay, this is what I'm imagining. Okay, at Six Flags Over Texas, have you ever been to the Batman stunt show?
Yes, and they actually had a Fast and Furious stunt show at Disney. Or no, Universal.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, those exist too. I went to the Indiana Jones one time at like at Disneyland, whatever, or Disney World. I don't remember, but yeah. So like the same idea where it's like it'll be him. And it'll be like it's all about family and all that shit. And then it'll be like I'm gonna get in this car. And he'll get in the car. The car will drive backstage, and then it'll do like a fucking crazy thing. Like on the other, you know, it'll switch cars.
Right. It's not. There's somebody behind it waiting, and then all of a sudden he crashes. And then he's under the water and just swims up. Yeah. And he's like, "Ugh, I was here the whole time.
Chewed on no crust.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
I'm just saying Paul Walker's lines.
I miss you, bro. I miss you.
F is for family.
This cross is for family.
Yeah. This next stunt, which I'm totally about to do. It's for family.
Hey, your baby is my baby because it's all about family.
My next movie is going to be another XXX title. It's all about family.
Hey, this next story I'm about to move on to is all about family.
Oh, shit. What? This Xbox story. It's all about family. Yeah. Oh, Paulie, you're dead.
He turned into a New Yorker. Oh, Paulie. Where'd you go?
What is he even? I don't know. Where is he from?
Hey, it's all about family.
You got some problems with mom. It's all about family.
Why the fuck have we not had an Italian on Miss Connections yet? Hey, I want in that pussy, okay?
Yeah, you know, maybe I'll take you out sometime. Maybe I'll lick that butthole. I don't know.
Hey, you ever put mozzarella cheese on your titties?
Oh, Jesus. What?
I want to make a pizza out of your body. Throw you in the oven.
Jesus, I could really, really see myself eating some meat sauce off them titties.
Hey, like, no. Your nipples already look like pepperonis.
Oh, God.
Put them in my mouth. Psh, psh, psh.
Jesus Christ. That's why we've never had an Italian on the show.
Well, it just netted us a follower.
Yeah.
Alan BRBR, thanks for the follow. He obviously likes the Italian nipples.
Jesus, Ants goes, I want to make a pizza out of your body. Are you trying to cook a person? No. Sorry, not like a real pizza, but like one of those Lunchable pizzas. Just a cracker.
Yeah. You just like Ben Affleck in Armageddon. You know, you put the
animal crackers.
It's Christ in the fields.
If I stay away just to hear you breathe. I'll keep going with the same. I'll follow dreaming.
If maybe it goes real down south. Do you think that two people are doing the same exact thing at the same exact moment?
All right, that's enough of that.
I hope so. Or else, what the hell are we fighting for?
Why are we doing this while your dad's singing about us? This is really weird. Like, I don't know. Like, okay, it's one thing. I get it. Your dad's a Grammy Award winning artist. Sure. But does he have to be right there?
He's standing off. What you don't see is off camera. He's just
all
fucking...
of Aerosmith. Right there. They're all there. These guys, like the bassist, the guitarist, they're all just there. Like, ah, oh, this is weird. We've known Liv for a real long time. Michael Bay, why are we doing this?
I mean, I taught her how to use a tampon.
Oh, what?
That's a line in the movie.
Wait, what?
Yes. You remember it was like she's sitting there on the oil rig, and the dude is like standing up for Ben, and he's like, "Listen, we all raised your kid. Hell, I taught her how to use a tampon." Well, I didn't show her. I just told her.
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Christ.
It happened.
Ed says, "Dad, you know what's the size of Texas? You would think that the size of Texas would be the asteroid from Armageddon, but it's actually the Texas-sized meal deal from Wendy's. True fact. Otherwise, they wouldn't call it the Texas-sized meal deal. That would be false advertising."
I'm gonna go to Wendy's. I'm gonna test that theory.
Okay. Well, don't hold me accountable. If it's not, it's 100% on them. It's false advertising.
I'm gonna text you from the car. It's too heavy.
Oh, okay. Let's get right to the story. Sorry.
Random Hero, thanks for the host. Oh man, Microsoft is okay. So there's an opinion out there that Microsoft should sell the Xbox business in order to save it, because they feel that for some reason Microsoft is not interested in that brand anymore, and the CEO is trying his best to get rid of it, even though it's making them a shit ton of money.
Yeah, I mean,
so the Xbox One X launches this November, and it has no blockbuster games to support it. There's not one first party game, because Crackdown 3 has already been delayed until 2018. And they're doing is updating older games with support for 4K, like Halo Wars 2 or not Halo Wars, Halo 5 and some other games like that.
Hmm.
Phil Spencer said in March that first party games are critical for the launch, and there's nothing. And so also there's been, let's see, I think there's a quote down here about what the CEO has also been trying to do with it. But anyways, it goes on to say that Amazon should be the one that purchases the Xbox One business, because they already own Twitch, and they already own Amazon Game Studios. So
could you imagine? Okay, because this has been my biggest problem with Xbox being on my Microsoft, as far as like the streaming side goes, is that like they've kind of cut. I don't know, they haven't cut support for Twitch, but they're definitely not pushing Twitch anymore. They're really pushing Mixer, Beam. I don't fucking remember Mixer, I think, at this point. But can you imagine if Amazon bought Xbox? It'd be like Twitch everything.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome. You get me? They'd probably fix that fucking UI and actually make it usable.
Yep. Oh, here it is. So the CEO of Microsoft says that he had he doesn't see it as a part of the core business. So
I mean, that's how he feels about it. I mean, like that's.
I mean, shit, and they've sold off every first party game studio as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you throwing out there by saying this to consumers and to everyone? I know that there's people who will follow the brand blindly and just purchase it because they love Xbox and that's where their friends are. But it's if you put all the pieces together, it's really turned into something to really be nervous about for the future. Because the games is where everything is. And like the PS4, Sony has all these exclusives. They're putting out great first-party games. And here's Xbox still going, hey, I got a big old dick, and it's called Halo. And that's all we need.
Not anymore. Not with Bungie not working on it anymore. Well, the 343 hasn't really done a whole lot with it.
So I just...
In my opinion.
It doesn't make sense. And you can't build it off of the third-party games either. Like, you have to have something to pull people over. I mean, they're still going to sell. Well,
especially with the fact that, like, they don't have necessarily exclusives anymore when they're pushing everything to the shared, like, oh, you can play it on your PC, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing. Ratting in the chat, like, well, what was the point of them buying Mojang? Well, okay, PC gaming. Like, I mean, that's really where their push has been. The fact that, like, all of their, like, hey, if you can play it on the Xbox, you can play it on the computer. It's great and all, but at the same time, like, that shows where their support is leaning, which is fine. PC gaming is better than all console gaming. We all know. PC Master Race. But, like...
Oh, someone's gonna...
No, someone's gonna get pissed off. Someone's joking. It's a joke. Obviously, there's great console gaming, but your PC can do it better. But, I'm just kidding, because PlayStation 4 has some phenomenal titles. But the fact that Xbox and Microsoft are, like, pushing everything to be cross-platform for their two systems they support, it shows that they don't really give a shit about the Xbox. Because they know... that they can get you to spend more money to buy and upgrade your computer and, like, to play their games that, like, the Xbox will be able to do the Xbox X, whatever dumb name. Like, but I don't know. I feel like they see there's more of a – I think they see the market swinging that way, and I feel like they're pushing it that way. And I'm with you. I think they just need to sell Xbox. I mean, but at the same time, then they lose that cross-platform stuff. But,
yeah, I'm – It's one of those things. It's a very, there'll be two people on each side of the fence saying yay and nay, and I'd be really interested in hearing everyone's opinions. So definitely hit us up with those if you have them, because of the fact that obviously there's a lot of people out there who love their Xbox and stay Xbox only, but without the games, how can you be happy?
Yeah, and I mean I know that this new console, it will be the top of the market of out of consoles and stuff, but you've got to imagine that Sony is going to be right on their heels. They already are with this with their Xbox, or sorry, the PlayStation 4 Pro or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, right, that's already on the heels of what Xbox is doing, and it came out first, so you can only imagine that, like, whatever they're going to do next is going to blow it out of the water. So if you don't have your first party titles, what the fuck is the point?
And we've already talked about it doesn't matter how powerful your console is when you have studios going to make the same game for both systems with the same specs. Like, they're going to scale down. If they're going to develop for both of them, they're going to take the lowest common denominator, which is the PS4 Pro, and they're going to say, that's what we're building towards, and I know it's going to run on the Xbox. I'm not spending extra money unless Microsoft pays us to do so to put extra power and extra textures into this fucking game.
Right. And this is why they need to have more first, like,
and that's the problem.
Titles, yeah.
And that's the problem is, like, how can you pull people in with that much power if your first party titles... What do you got, Forza 5, to show off your game, your whole system?
I mean, it looked gorgeous as shit,
didn't it? Yeah, it did, but how many people are, you know, like, that's only a fraction of your fan base. Most.
Hey, everyone who listens, let us know. Forza? Yes or no?
Noza. I like that one. Speaking of consoles, Sony is going to be offering up a lot more come their PlayStation Experience 2017. It is happening December 8th. Be prepared.
And what is this?
It is their PlayStation experience. So remember at E3 how we talked about they didn't have like this huge showing, but it was also mentioned in the media that they had a whole like PlayStation experience that they were holding off a lot of first party titles for.
Yeah, all we watched were trailers for an hour.
Yep. So this was it. This is what everybody's speculating that there are going to be a ton of announcements for, because this is kind of like their own deal, and I'm sure they're going to blow me away with something special.
Is this during something? Is this happening at an event?
This is...
Because it's taking place at the Anaheim Convention Center, mm-hmm. which is where, like... A Star Wars Celebration happened. It's where BlizzCon happens. It's where D23 happens. It's like one of the biggest convention centers in like Anaheim. It's right across the street from Disney. So like, you don't use a whole fucking convention center for this. Like this, there must be something going on, right?
No, I mean, I don't know. PAX or something? It says right here, 2-day tickets, $75.
Woo!
That was a sneeze.
What?
Sirius just resubscribed for 2 months. Hey-o! Yeah, regular tickets. I think they're building their own little fucking thing, man.
That's what it sounds like. Must be 18 or older to attend. No babies, no children, no exceptions.
Mm-hmm. So this is their own deal. You want to go?
Sure.
You want to go?
No. What? No.
You sure?
Not. Yeah, maybe. It's December 8th. I thought it was December 18th. I was like, not that... On December 18th, get out of here.
Moving on. Let's see. We do have some PC news with Steam.
Like 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and then 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's a convention. Like that's a thing. Like that yeah. that's a huge area to have this at.
It says there's few details, but it says that they will have Sony said that attendees will be able to play on PS4 game Pro hooked up to Sony 4K TVs, dozens of VR demos, developer panels, merchandise, collectibles, and more. They're having their own, yeah, it's their own convention.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right.
The chat, I love this. Kev's not even here and the chat's making fun of him. I love it. Keep it up, guys. Keep up God's work.
What'd they say?
Just that's where Kev got his big cup. Huh, I'm not even a huge fan. Drinks from Sony mug.
I fucking remember that day.
Well.
In order to reduce game sales outside of Steam, Valve will no longer automatically fulfill key requests from devs. Go fuck yourselves, devs. So essentially, we kind of lose out on this because of the fact that this is how the bundle sites work. So the dev will go ahead and request 500,000 keys, and Valve will just release those keys to them, and then the game studio will sell them to the bundle sites or to somebody else at full price, and Steam doesn't get a cut. So Valve said, oh, no fucking more. And so now if you want to request any kind of keys, you have to go through Valve and say, give reasons and shit like that.
Like, I get it, but, like, I have to imagine that, like, Humble Bundle, that probably hurts a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it'll definitely hurt Humble Bundle.
I'm sure, of all places, they'll probably have the easiest time to go, we are using this for Humble Bundle, and I'm like, they may hit them with, like, that's going to cost you $5 for those 500,000 keys or whatever.
Yeah.
It's still going to, you know, whatever, a penny a game, essentially. Because it'll be going to charity, and they can write all that off. You know what I mean? Like they can be like, "Oh, we donated 500. You know, we lost X amount of profit on this because it went to that instead." Mm-hmm. That's a place that I feel will have the easiest time doing it. But then you have things like CD keys, where I feel like that's where it's going to hurt also. Because where the fuck are those keys coming from?
We know where they're coming from. They fall off a truck.
They fall off. Yo, hey, do you see where those keys came from?
Yo, those digital keys just fucking fell out.
Just fell right off that truck over there, Johnny.
They're just empty fucking, like, they're clear packaging. There's nothing inside.
Yeah. But it's always made me, there's definitely been times where I've gotten a game off of CD keys. And, you know, sometimes they email you the code, and it's just, like, the code. And there's definitely times where I've gotten, and it's, like, a picture of a code. And you're like, where the fuck did that come from?
That obviously is a package.
Yeah, that like you literally just that is from something.
Mm-hmm. You know that Atari has announced a new console to fight with the Sony and Microsoft with, right? So we talked about it like last month. They showed it off and everything. Well, it looks like they're trying to get some fucking money for this console because Atari just filed a lawsuit against Nestle for the Kit Kat breakout advertisement of 2016.
Don't even remember it.
They used a
It was a UK based advertisement. So anyway, I don't even know if we even got
it
here.
Yeah, it was based on the arcade classic Breakout from 1976, and they made one. It looked like a clone of it, and Atari just now is saying, "Oh no, the fuck you didn't." And I think it's to they need to get some money to build this fucking console up. So that happened.
Yep, and Nestle said, pretty much go fuck yourself. It was something that ran in 2016. We have no current plans to rerun it, and that they will defend ourselves strongly against these allegations.
Yeah, they've got that chocolate money.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Whether or not, like, it's not running anymore doesn't mean that what you did wasn't illegal or like, possibly break laws by, even if it was, like, a clone. You know what I mean? Like, when we've done the stuff where we talk games where we play like these nasty, stupid, like reskinning of games that are clearly just Mario and or Ninja Gaiden, whatever. Like
tomato, potato.
Well, you wonder like how the fuck was this game ever sold? How was this ever in a box that was in an arcade? Because this is a clear ripoff, and it's kinda like this where it's just like you still clearly stole this and you used it in an advertisement. Like I can't go do a commercial and start singing like a parody, not even a parody, like just a shitty version of A Whole New World by Disney and not expect to have fucking Disney on my goddamn
Fuck that. You can't run a commercial with the Kit Kat theme.
Yeah.
You can't be like, give me a shirt. Give me a shirt. You know, like insta-sued.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Whatever. Go get them.
Mm-hmm. We already talked about this. Crackdown 3 has been delayed until spring of 2018. Womp womp. And then the last story of the night, the biggest news that's so funny. Battle.net is coming back. That's right, folks. Blizzard decided a while ago that they were going to get rid of Battle.net, the name, and just go with Blizzard. And so it did not catch on. Nobody liked it. So they decided to meet somewhere in the middle, and now they're going to call it the BlizzardBattle.net. Why did they even change it to begin with? Like, Battle.net works for so many things. Like, if you...
know. This is Beam and Mixer all over again.
Thank you for the follow, Maria Piaz.
It's not Perez?
Perez? No, it's not Perez. There's
we had another one before that, too.
And Jay Loves Games. Thank you for the follow as well. I don't know. It doesn't make much sense because of the fact that if you're opening a store, which they're clearly going to do because of Destiny 2 is going to be on their store.
Like, that's what it is that it's no longer just Blizzard games that are going to be available in the store. Yeah. They're obviously bringing in the Bungie titles and stuff or whatever with Destiny. So they're unbranding themselves because they brand, like, I feel like maybe they thought they pigeonholed themselves too much.
Yeah, but Battle.net works for that. That works better than Blizzard, right?
Well, because they went from Battle.net, which is fine, but they went to Blizzard because it was going to be all Blizzard games. But now they're going to BlizzardBattle.net, which is dumb. But the fact that, I don't know, I guess they're a year and a half, 2 years, that's going to go just back to Battle.net.
Yeah.
We're going to rename it again.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we're just getting follows left and right. Can you just...
Thank you, Alice Cat, for the follow. And thank you, Carlson Clausing 44.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I think it's a dumb move because obviously I think we're going to see... I'd be really suspect if Call of Duty didn't end up on the blizzardbattle.net.com/games.
I don't know.
Really surprised.
It's really stupid. And again, I have to assume it has something to do with the bringing in other games. Also, just scroll down. What is that picture from? It looks like Fast Time at Ridgemont High.
It is. It's just the photo that... That's us hanging out as teens.
No, you know who that's if that is that's That's Sean Penn.
Which and is that's
Sean
what Penis.
I base Sean Penn is off of.
And the guy on the left is Randall Savage as a young teenager.
Oh, look at him.
Mm-hmm. People got to see that. Anyways, that's our show. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. Next week, we will have Kevin back. We will be at full strength.
I mean, we'll see. I thought tonight went pretty well.
It actually, yeah, it did. I felt like
I didn't have to yell at Kevin for 20 minutes about him being dumb.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of new followers. It's been a pretty good night. I don't know. I feel like I just went off without a hitch.
Would you say that we, I don't know, became friends?
Closer.
Cool, cool, cool. So let me run this by you.
Okay.
Just one time my dad.
Oh, fuck.
That's our show, everybody. Tune in next week. Stick around if you want to be a part of the Q&A. Also, hit up that Discord if you want to chat with other fans from the show and get involved with the 8-Bit Geek. Become an 8-Bit Bitter.
I don't care for it.
It's just when DMC says it, it just sounds so cool.
But you're not. So mm-hmm.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
And Kevin. I guess we'll see.
Word.
Word.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Love, hugs, and all that bullshit.